Hey, on today's episode of the People of Packaging podcast, I am excited because I get to be joined by Justin Vermeesch. Justin is the creative manager. He's over influencers and social media and works with marketing and packaging, all sorts of fun stuff at Skull Shaver, which for me was exciting. This is all personal because it's all about me. As you probably know, maybe you can't see, but I'm very bald. And I shaved my head, and this has been revolutionary for me to have my own skull shaver. And so I reached out to Justin, and he was kind enough to come on the show. So we're going to get to this interview with Justin after we hear from my just incredible sponsors, Specrite and Myers. And then we'll even get to hear from Label right in the middle of the podcast, because this is where we're at, everybody. We've made it. We have people that are sponsoring the show. It's really great. All right, let's get to the sponsors, and we'll get to the interview here with Justin.
Specrite allows us to centralize our spec data in an easy-to-use and searchable platform, puts everyone on the same page with up-to-date information, and helps us to adapt quickly to business needs and sustainability reporting.
Today's podcast is also brought to you by Myers, which is where I work my day job and coincidentally is the most sustainable printing company in the country. Myers is a third generation family business on a mission to create a sustainable future for people, products, and our planet. To learn more, click the link down below in the show notes. All right. What is going on, Justin? Thanks for coming on the People of Packaging podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on here.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I've got Justin's not on camera because he has not used a skull shaver today or something, but just giving you but I got my pit bull skull shaver gold here. We're going to talk about packaging and the role that it plays for a company like Skull Shaver within, you know, just direct to consumer and retail, and they do a bunch of influencer stuff. It's really exciting. I didn't realize how many products that they had before when I was talking with Justin before we got on the interview here. But before we get into all of that, Mr. Justin Vermeesch, who in the world are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the current role that you're in? You don't have to go all the way back to like, well, I was born and da 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 da. We don't need all of the history, but you know,
you're right. History. Right. So no, I'll just go over the basic of how I got into Skull Shaver. I was working at a car dealership, and I really wanted to get my, you know, college stuff out there where I worked to be a graphic designer and that kind of thing. And I really saw, like, you know, packaging might be my thing, right? So I was like, okay, let me get my foot in the door at a smaller company out there. And at the time, Skull Shaver was the one, right? So I got in. I got into this customer service and warehouse, and quickly showed the CEO that I could do more. And with his thoughts on what I could do, he let me in to do some ads. And from there, I moved to packaging, and he just let me run wild in the sense of really let me give my creative genius out to his product. So I was really able. I was really supported, right? He's a very big on inventing, and we've been inventing things together is one of my favorite things about working for Skull Shaver. So, you know, inventing goes about packaging. It goes about making new ideas, new innovations. And yeah, that's where I came from with Skull Shaver. Although I want to say I've been with them for going on 6 years, and it's been a blast from going from their small warehouse in Jersey to now it being super worldwide, and it's just blown up. It's awesome. It's great to be part of
I love it,
that has just grown, and you've been able to see it grow. It grows every year, kind of thing. It's just nice to see the growth over the years. So that's where I'm from. I'm also, you know, a family man. I got a wife and a son, and I live currently remotely working for Skull Shaver. I've been blessed to be able to do that. So
that's great. I love it. I mean, for me, this was something that was sort of new. So I've been shaving my head for almost 20 years, honestly. And you know, just doing the same thing over and over and over again, right? Just going through so many razor blades, all of, for 20 something years, a long time, right, to be shaving my head. And it was actually someone who works at Label. And I was like, hey, what are like some really cool companies that you've seen out there? And she's like, oh my gosh, you got to go check out Skull Shaver. And I was like, what is this magical thing? And so I bought it, and I bought it. Obviously, I got one right here, and I actually unboxed it live on the Packaging Today show on a Monday. Like, hadn't even done anything. Literally, opened it up for the first time, unboxed it, and that was fun. But what's been even better is the shaving experience. I was like, what have I been missing out on for the last two decades of my life? So I appreciate the fact that yourself and it looks like, is it Neil? How do you say Neil's last name? Cool.
Good luck. Maybe he'll give you a compliment for that one, but it was great. I don't want to butcher it on live either. So
okay, got it. Well,
I got it right multiple times. I'll tell you that because he's told me. So
well, I'm so thankful because it has really been transformative for me, honestly, just in how easy it is for me to shave my head now. And I'm literally not saying this because I'm not like some sort of like paid influencer or anything. I was honestly like, this is awesome. Where has this been for so much of my life? But I'm glad
Adam bought the product. We didn't send it to him. Correct. Bought the product. So it's not like this is sponsored. We might do future stuff with him though, because obviously he looks great. So I mean, we wouldn't mind. I think he looks a great person, and he could definitely try new products in the future.
Oh man,
I think we'll be continuing with him.
Hey, listen, I did. I went online. I think I even told Justin. I was like, hey, come on my podcast. I'm going to buy your product. I don't want you to send me one. I want to try it. I want to unbox it, and it's been great. Okay, so you go from car dealership. I'm going to go back to you. So you go from car dealership, and then you had gone to school for creative design. And what an awesome place. Let's just hang out here for a second, because I think that people overlook sometimes small businesses and just how exciting it can be to get involved with a small business, especially at the ground floor, and then be a part of that growth, because you get to do so many things. You get to wear so many different hats. And then as the company grows, you can have a little bit of an ability to focus, you know, not entirely, obviously, as you've mentioned, you do still wear a lot of hats, right? But you can start to kind of focus in. I wish that more people would have that kind of experience, right? To be able to do what it was that you did.
I think when, because, you know, graphic design is a very hard thing to be different in, right? So like for that example, for me going for that, a lot of people had their doubts about me, you know, getting anywhere with that. And whenever my wife says, oh, my husband's a graphic designer, everybody's just like, wow, you actually did something with that. That's crazy, you know, because a lot of the time it's very competitive to actually get anywhere with that. So a lot of people get into packaging or, same thing with shirt designs, that kind of thing. That's where a lot of graphic designers go. And luckily enough for me, a lot of graphic designers should be going for small companies and just work on the come up with them. I know a couple others who I suggested that same thing. They are doing that. I know a couple others who have already been doing that, and they're just starting with the ground up. I know one gentleman, he's in a vape shop, and he is, you know, took over their website, did everything else, their packaging, their marketing, and he's a graphic designer, and he's going in hard. Shout out to him. And it's just another one of those things you get in when they're on the come up and you just build to make, you want to make them look the best possible way. And possibly you would go and look at their company and you say, I can make them look so much better. Whoever they're using right now, odds are it is the CEO themselves. And they're doing everything in their power to make their company look good. But now you say, you know, you can make them look better. And that's where you go. You go and try to get in the door there. And even if they don't want your help, you continually help them to the point where they say one day, you'll be on the rise with all of us. So,
yep. I love it, man. Because I got to do something similar when I got into packaging. So I went to work for my uncle. It was a small company and I got to do so many different things. Customer service. I was the delivery driver. I was doing purchasing. I was doing customer service, working in the warehouse, and
yep.
like you, just, yep. you get to do so much stuff
Right. We now have a huge warehouse in Jersey, right? I started out when we were just in a small garage warehouse, and we were handed taking the stuff off the truck, right? And by that, I mean we're taking it off the pallet onto another pallet so our one little machine could pick it up and drag it in up the little slope into the warehouse. And we're working all day just to get this onto that pallet, rewrap it, and put it up in there. So all that work, right? And now it's paid off. And being like, you know, Peter, who's the vice president, being like, Peter, do you remember when we did this, you know, back in the trenches? And now it's like we have a massive warehouse where the trucks and the forklifts handle everything. It's just great, you know, that kind of thing.
Now, Justin, I'm on the website right here, and I'm looking, and I just have to say, this is my only criticism, is Peter's hair is too good on the website.
Peter would be here to defend himself, but Peter's like, an awesome guy, though.
That's great. That's
his
great.
His personality is 1,000 times better than his hair.
That's saying a lot, because he's got a pretty good head of hair. Well, here's what we're going to do, Justin. So we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to let's start talking a little bit about packaging and just sort of the complexities of, you know, kind of the growing SKU count. Like you talked about, the company's growing so quickly, and you're in retail, you're online, you work with all these influencers, and just how do you kind of manage this day to day? I would really love to get into some of that with you, because I think that it's a fascinating topic that I think the listeners will really enjoy. So we'll be right back with Justin Vermeesch from Skull Shaver. Did you know that 89% of consumers say they've stopped buying from a brand after just one bad buying experience? Well, that's where Label comes in. Label Protect is a brand-first, buyer-focused protection solution that's uniquely designed to make shipping issues a thing of the past. Instead of leaving your buying experience to chance, you can give your customers peace of mind at checkout, knowing their orders are 100% covered from loss, theft, damage, and more. And with a 98% claim approval rate, 24-hour resolution time, and best-in-class revenue share, Label reduces customer support overhead, protects your bottom line, increases profits, and most importantly, Label keeps your customers coming back for more. So whether you ship 100 orders a month or 100,000, it's time to make the final mile part of your competitive advantage with Label. LABLPX.com, or just click the link down in the show notes. All right, we're back here.
That company that just showed up, Label, that looks like an awesome company.
Yeah, they were actually, I didn't know if you guys worked together or not, because when I was reaching out to them, I was like, I just love finding like cool and unique companies. They're like,
might suggest it. We'll see.
There we go. Well, anyways, we're back here with Justin from Skull Shaver. And we were talking before about just kind of the explosive growth of the company and how you've been able to grow along with the company. And we were also talking about Peter's hair. So we will pivot away from that topic. But I do want to talk about the packaging here, because this is a packaging podcast. Like I told you, I'm not going to go through and, you know, break down all of the intricacies of everything within your packaging. But I think from a high level, you have this omni-channel approach. You have a premium product, right? Yeah. That is innovative, and you know, I know you were talking about, you've got another one out there called the Diamond, and you just got all sorts of cool stuff. So you're in this innovative industry, innovative company, right? Correct. And you've got to sell to all these different channels, and the packaging is kind of the thing that is speaking for you. It's the first thing the customer is really going to interact with physically, right? From your product, not digitally. But it's going to fit. They're going to physically pick it up off the shelf. They're physically going to receive it in from the mail. An influencer that maybe you want is physically going to get one and open it up. So how do you manage all of these different expectations when it comes to designing the graphics and whatnot for the packaging?
Right. So obviously we have open concept calls where I want to say there's about 10 people involved because, you know, we have the CEO, everybody else in there, right? Because we're all inventors at heart, right? And we all want to make the coolest possible thing first thing when you see it, you should be like, wow, this is luxury. This is something that you really want, right? So you got that the laser reflect on the front. I'm not really sure the best term for that, but
it's a foil. So this is this is a foil stamp on the front right there.
Right. Yeah. So
I can be your technical person.
You can give me the technical terms. I go over the lingo of everybody else, and I don't think everybody else knows the lingo anyway. So,
I will tell you though, Justin, the foil from a retail perspective is critical because people have a shorter attention span than goldfish. And right. So when they're walking along and they're kind of looking and viewing stuff, the reflective nature of either a foil or it's called like a UV spot coating.
Yeah.
Where the light reflects off of it against the mat. And then they see the pit bull face in this case, the dog, not the rapper. Unless pit bull is I don't know if he's an influencer or not.
Not yet.
Okay. But they see the dog, and even if it makes them stop for a split second, right? The buying probability increases a good amount just because they see it. So that was a part of the packaging that I liked.
Yeah, no, and I was thinking if we could do something like where almost like, because I have like a One Piece Wanted image in the back of my like a poster, right? That moves, changes the image. When you look at it differently, I was thinking if we could get that on packaging, that would draw the eye. People would be like, wait, what did I see? That kind of thing. So I was thinking we could do a logo between, show our different logos within that, or even show something else within that, be the product inside or whatever the case may be. But I was just thinking of different ways to catch the eye for our, in-store purchases, that kind of thing.
So there is something called lenticular printing, and that's where if you have like a physical card, maybe it's like the Hulk and Bruce Banner or something like that. And if you flip it this way, it's the Hulk. And if you flip it that way, it looks like Bruce Banner. That sort of thing can happen with it. There's a whole printing process called lenticular printing, just so you know.
Hey, perfect. Send that to me later. Give me word for word. That way I can bring it up.
Or what about
our CEO is an inventor and he loves that stuff.
So. Awesome. like my kids, they have like the sequin shirts where you like
hang
over it.
That down in something different. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, that would be pretty dope too. I've never seen that done on packaging. Okay. Anyway, so you guys are constantly sort of inventing, and you've got a group of people you were talking about that comes together when it's time to do sort of a new product launch or a packaging refresh.
Yeah, no, the CEO loves it when there's other inputs. So, I know that it can be a little disheartening to bring in your own idea, right? But we want that, We want you to just yell out and be like, I have an idea, that kind of thing, and it be used, that kind of thing. So we literally love that. I think we did that today, to be honest, just thoughts on news, even if it's just slogans, that kind of stuff. So, we have those meetings in the sense that we all come together, people from all over the world, all different, it could be a marketer, it could be a customer service person, anyone. So we have those meetings. It's great because we can then go in and elevate our product in that way. So
that's amazing. And I love that you bring in kind of this cross-functional team, because how else are you going to innovate if you can't get ideas from other people?
Right.
So then how do you carry the brand, or is it important for you to carry the brand integrity from the online to the retail shelf through the influencer channels? Is that important? And if so, how do you keep that going with the highly innovative new product development? Like, it seems like you have so many products, you have so many more products than I thought that are out on the marketplace.
Right, and we're producing way more. Like, we are continuing, like we have the new innovation every year, right? We try to create something almost every year that could blow the market away. I want to tell you about it, but I can't.
We don't need to get in trouble.
Next year when I come back, I can tell you about it, that kind of thing.
It's going to be great. Love Peter and his flowing hair on as well.
Right.
So, but how do you continue to deliver on the brand promise with the physical packaging across the various you know, different products across the various different channels of sales.
Right. So what we have with our influencer program is we bring in people of all different, you know, looks, nationalities. You know, we have, I'll give an example. We have a Kay who uses or utilizes a mohawk to a point, and then she goes bald to a point. Anytime we need different shots, that kind of thing, or video content on that, she'll grow her hair out to that point, and we'll be able to, you know, then show off the product to that point. And she is the face of our product in a way. We have, I think, around 10 influencers who is the face of our product, right? Even I am in multiple, I think I'm in a couple of the shots, even if it's my hand, in some of the manual stuff in the inserts, right? And I'm in there.
Okay, I'm gonna look. So, I'm gonna pull out an.
Yeah, I'm not sure with the pitbull, but I know I'm in the baby beast trimmer, our trimmer series, our beast clipper series, that kind of stuff. So my face is in there sometimes. My hands are in there, and
I don't think we have you in here. There's no. Have you seen the movie Zoolander?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like J.B. Pruitt, the hand model. But, this is the only. That's the
yeah,
only
no, that's yeah,
probably no. Not you. It's probably not you.
just for customer service.
Yeah, well, that's cool though that you guys that they pull in the employees for not only it, you. So let me. You said that there is somebody there. Her name's Kay, and she will just grow her hair out to various lengths.
Right, so she's an influencer, right? So she doesn't work directly with us, but she's like an affiliate side influencer, right? So we have the affiliate program, which people come on. And they join our affiliate program. I approve them. We pay them on a weekly basis. They get off their code or their link, right? When they first apply, they get a link. If they get so many sales, they get a code. From there, if we really like them, we bring them on as an influencer, right? And at that point, we make sure that they have a blade when they need it. They get the new products that we send out. They create content for us. We, in return, get that content, and then we can put it up. That way, one, they're not spending money on blades per month, right? They're getting a blade every like 3 or 4 months, whenever they need it, or later. A lot of our influencers say our blades last much longer, and I believe they do. They last like 6 to 7 months, but depends. Some people like that really fresh cut you get from a blade, which only lasts like 3 to 4 months, right? Like our influencer Ken, he always says, you never need to send me a blade because they last so long. And I'm like, yeah, well, you and other people, but everybody has different hair. Some people have coarse hair, thick hair, thin hair. There's all those different. So for all we know, he has thin hair and it just shaves it better. So, you know, you're not going to get, that's why we make different blades. With the Carver blade, the Baron blade for sensitive skin users has small holes around. So it doesn't, for those sensitive skin users, you could get a small rash, right? Our other blades won't give that rash on regular skin, right? But if you have sensitive skin, under the arm, that kind of stuff, we have blades for that or foils for that. Our blades are, when I say blades, I don't mean the actual blade itself. I mean the entire housing. But the entire housing on top has, the foil mesh and everything else. And that itself, I don't get away from packaging, but
no, let me explain.
So
I mean, listen, hair is just packaging for humans, and so that's really all it is.
That's our
I'm on your Instagram page right now, actually, and shame on me, I was not following you in it. I don't do a lot on Instagram. I actually talk about basketball a lot there because I host a basketball podcast, but
okay, dope.
This is cool. So I see a lot of, and it seems like most of your videos on here are these are the people, right?
Those are our influencers. That's Ken and Kay. So they both do our stuff on there. And then we also have little spurts of people who we make trending videos also. Like, you would see like a trending video go up. Well, we send like a little trending script to our other influencers, right? And they'll make a trending video, right? And then we'll put it up in the same way just to get the attention. But there's a lot of people on there that just do if it's not a copy of a trending video, right? It's an actual video where they just put out, they made it themselves. It's all, there's nothing not organic about it, right?
Yeah.
So that's 90%. The other 10% is us trying to recreate videos that we saw out there for fun to see if they actually go do something. And some of them do. You never know. It's social media, dude.
Man, I was on TikTok for a while making packaging videos, and I had a video on there. I was at Packaging Pastor, which was super fun. And I made a video talking about salad dressing label printing. I was like, this is a really hard label to print. There's a white opacity. It really stands out on the shelf compared to the shrink sleeve. And it was a Lighthouse salad dressing label compared to a Panera Bread salad dressing label. Over 1 million views on TikTok of me talking about opacity of white printing on a salad dressing label. I was like, forget it. I will never know anything about social media. I can't.
Yeah. It's a cruel monster. It really is.
I would have never, ever guessed in a million years that video would have just blown up like it did. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that I guess happens.
Right. It can be the song. It can be anything. It literally could be the way your eyes looked at the camera. It's crazy.
Yeah, so. It's nuts. I put a video up of a basketball player from Colorado State making a shot on Instagram. And I don't even have a lot of followers on Instagram. And I think it's at 925,000 views. I was like,
right. It's what? Probably evergreen too.
It's crazy. It's got, like, I look at the insights, it's like 1900 hours of viewing time. I'm like, good Lord, everybody, get a life. anyway, it's the wild, wild west out there. Right. Well, Justin, we'll have to have you come back on, because as you mentioned, you're out there, you're innovating, you're doing some cool stuff. I think that everyone should go follow. I'm excited to see some of these videos on the Skull Shaver Instagram page. They can go to skullshaver.com. Anywhere else?
Yeah, you really try hard on our content, so.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job. Anywhere else that people could go to grab some content, maybe buy themselves?
We're on every social media imaginable, and we try to have our influencers share on every social media imaginable. So even if you're not, you could go to our TikTok, you could go to our YouTube channel. We are everywhere. We have shorts, reels, everything. And those influencers are actual people that use our product. We didn't just bring them on saying, you want to try this product and then use it, right? You can go to their channels right now. You can ask them about the product, and they will tell you that it's a great product, and they'll tell you about it because they actually care. So, you know, these people are genuine people. They're not robots. We hate robotic stuff like that. So if you want to see Skull Shaver, what they represent, you know, you can go there and see them for them for yourself. You know, you're going to see a bald gentleman. You're going to see a gentleman who has a great beard. You're going to see someone who actually cares about how they look and that stuff. So even if they don't care about how they look, you know, we have just people that love the product in general. So and we have even, I think, Francisco, he doesn't really post on social. Oh, maybe he does. But Francisco, he's from the Breaking Bad series, or Better Call Saul, right?
Okay.
And he's the prison guard, so maybe you'll recognize him on our social media. He's on our TikTok. He posts like every other day. So it's really cool to have him be part of us, because he used our product and loved it and wanted to be a part of us. So it's just that cool, you know?
That's amazing. And all I keep thinking now is from Elf, Francisco. That's great. Well, Justin, I really appreciate you coming on. Like I said, everyone go check it out. If you want to see the unboxing video, maybe I'll clip it out from the Packaging Today show that we did, where I unboxed Skull Shaver and use it. I just literally pulled it out. I didn't know what I was doing. Most dudes, I didn't read the directions. I just started shaving my head live on LinkedIn. So that was pretty fun. But I appreciate you coming on, Justin. Everyone go check out what Skull Shaver is doing. And we're going to roll some in credits here, and appreciate everybody listening. Please, go like and subscribe and do all the good stuff so this podcast can make like Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit and keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Do I get a high five?
I'm not proud of that. Oh, yeah. Let's high five.
Got you. We got it.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Of course.
Well, that is a wrap for the People of Packaging podcast. Hey, if you want some more packaging content, you can go pick up the book my wife and I wrote, Packaging Peaks in the Sticky Situation, available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all sorts of places. And also, I want for you to go and follow my friends, Corey Connors. He hosts Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. It is incredible and it is wonderful. You can also go check out Avelio Matos's podcast, Packaging Unboxed. And you can check out the three of us every single Monday morning, 8:30 Mountain Time on LinkedIn, where we host the Packaging Today show. It is hilarious, and packaging is only half the story. So go check it out.